New music from the band Beirut on WNKU, and it was David Lowery of Cracker fame and Camper and everything else he's done. Before that, from the Palace Guards, and then Emmy Lou kicked it off here on WNKU at 89.7, 104.1, and 105.9. And you probably hear him tuning up over there, perhaps. That is Mason Jennings. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Playing the 20th Century Theater tonight in Oakley, and yeah, I believe you played that last time. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I really like that place. It was fun. Looking forward to it again. It's
a great room. Check them out. MasonJennings.com, probably the best way. If you want to follow along at work and check out pictures. And what I like about your website, boom, the first thing that comes up is merchandise.
It is? Uh-oh.
but that's good.
Okay.
I mean, it goes right to that. And then you can click on the website. But check him out at MasonJennings.com, and he's going to rip into one here. Playing in Oakley tonight at the 20th Century Theater. It's Mason Jennings on WNKU.
Heart stopped beating when we're apart. I know what you need, baby, before we start. Every moment in need, baby, look what you do to me. Heart stop beating when we're apart. Frozen toes and twisted hands outside your window with the crazy plans. Throwing rocks till life comes on, comes on, come on. Silhouette by the open blind, clocks are ticking, stolen time. Every dream I ever knew in the golden light of your room. We should make a flag, baby, 'cause the place that we are standing is a country all our own. Heart stop beating when we're apart. I know what you need, baby, before we start. Every moment in need, baby, look what you do to me. Heart stop beating when we're apart. Past is gone, the coast is clear, lots of green, spring is here. We're sending up our silver sails, built with love and fairy tales. Where we're bound, no one knows. Flowers bloom, honey flows. Land of hope, land of dreams, so much closer than it seems. Throw me down your bags, baby. The world is waiting for us now to make things right. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Mason Jennings on WNKU, and playing tonight, 20th Century Theater. You can go to jbmpromotions.com for more information on that show. Mason Jennings, the new CD is called Minnesota, and you've spent a lot of time there.
I have, yes. I've been living for the last 17 years. So.
And as a kid, you kind of split time between there and Pittsburgh, is that right?
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I hadn't been to Minnesota until I was probably 18 years old, and then my dad moved up there for a little bit, and he had a friend that lived there that kept, when I was younger, kept sending me, you know, replacements and prints and Husker Du CDs and records, and And I was like, man, that place sounds awesome. That's like, that's got everything up there. And so when I finally visited up there, I said, this is my home. I feel very comfortable in that place. So.
And I think you told us last time, like, your goal was maybe to get this signed to, like, Sire Records, wasn't that?
Yeah, Sire, or, like, at the beginning, Twin Tone.
Were the Jayhawks happening back? Well, yeah, they were just starting to happen,
weren't they? Yeah, and when I first moved up there, within, I guess, a year or two, I was playing a show, and Gary Lewis sat in with us, and it was like, man, Dave Perner sat in with us. It was just kind of amazing to me that there's this cool scene, and then these guys were willing to just come sit in with me as a new up and coming artist. It was really inclusive and just what everything you'd hope for from a scene.
I've heard Jeff Tweedy talk about the Jayhawks and how it's just kind of it's so cold up there maybe that you stay in and play year round. Is that
yeah.
Does that seem like that to you? I mean, you get a lot of practice time in, I guess.
I do, and you get into the zone. You know, like when it gets super cold, you just kind of feel like I gotta read and just kind of reinvent yourself or sort of figure out. It's almost like you go into hibernation, and then I hardly ever write anything in the winter, and then spring comes around, and I'm just like, I get so ecstatic that all these songs come flying out, and I just feel like, you know, it's the equivalent of just like running around, like just flying outside and running around screaming, and instead it comes out in songs.
So. That's what I mean. Minnesota, was it written in the spring? The new CD?
Yeah, almost at all. It's just a very happy record, and it was just sort of like, well, all right, that's kind of part of the reason of calling it Minnesota is just that process. Sort of, it all took place in Minnesota, and the record just sort of took on this sort of feeling I get from Minnesota, which is, you know, this cyclical thing, and so much of the songs are about home and heart, and I thought, well, you know, my home and heart's in Minnesota. It all works together like that.
Is it me, or is it more folky than the other stuff?
I think it's a little homemade.
And, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of piano on it. So that was a major difference for me, is like coming off of Blood of Man, which is this electric rock record, and all of a sudden I'm writing all these piano, intimate piano folky songs that
was
totally surprising to me. I just got to go with what happens. The more I try to steer it, the worse it gets. So I just kind of just open to whatever happens.
So it just comes to you. Do you do the 3x5 cards, like you'll hear a cool line and just write it down, or you know, a notebook or anything like that?
No, I don't really write anything down. It's mostly just, it starts as a feeling. And for me, it's kind of really similar to when you're little and you're making up a game, you know, like you're outside, out back, and you're hanging out, and you're like, oh, I'm going to make up a game where I'm like the, I don't know, whatever. You just kind of create this game. And for me, it's the same idea where I sit in my studio and I'll just, certain instruments will look fun to me and I'll just play them, and I'll kind of try to come at it from a new way, and the next thing I know, I'll be like, I think I just wrote a song. You know, it's never like I'm gonna sit down and write this. It's more like trying to keep that spirit of play.
Yeah. Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek and Glenn Phillips, who they always stop by and say hey, but they had a contest. They were on tour once, and just, I think they had to write two songs a day was what it was.
Whoa.
And you know, they used street signs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But came up with some really cool stuff that did make the records. So,
oh, cool.
That's kind of a cool way, you know, to one up each other or whatever.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Totally. I had this friend who was teaching songwriting, and I said, well, what's the most effective thing you found in your classes? And he says, inevitably, I tell them all, write the worst song you can possibly write. Just try to write the worst song. And he's like, and those are always their best songs. He's like, something about it, like when you just turn off all of what you're trying to, if you're trying to make something good and you just make something crappy, like usually it'll turn out pretty good.
You know? Right.
So that's a funny idea.
Well, Minnesota's getting great reviews, as is, I think, everything you've ever done.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
It's, I just was reading reviews today, and it's like, wow. Then you look at the older stuff, same deal. I mean,
cool.
You know, 4 out of 5 stars is a bad review for you. So,
right on.
So you'll probably take those all day, I imagine.
Thanks.
It is Mason Jennings on WNKU. Catch him tonight, 20th Century Theater. You can go to jbmpromotions.com for more information on the show. 20th Century Theater in Oakley. The new CD is called Minnesota. It's Mason Jennings.
I was standing by the village gates when I first heard the news. The king sent his men to seize Gabriel's land. And when Gabriel, he refused, the men took both his daughters and cut the wedding ring fingers from their hands. The next 3 days I heard 3 times separate similar stories. King was taking what was ours for his own. Deep, deep down in the pit of my chest, my fear turned to fury when I thought about my family and my home. stood before the king, his mighty sword in his hand. All through the valley we could hear him swing, and a joyful cheer filled the land. Nobody's ever gonna treat us like that again. Late that night, all the men in the village gathered in a clearing in the forest. We elected good Rudy to lead us now. He decided right away that the king must die, and every head bent forward as he told us how. We split up into two large groups and headed for the castle on the hill. My group stormed the front, all the guards came running. Rudy's group snuck up from the back and laid the ladders up against the castle walls. Nobody ever saw them coming. Good, kind Rudy stood before the king, his mighty sword in his hand. All through the valley we could hear him swing, and a joyful cheer filled the land. Good, kind Rudy stood before the king, his mighty sword in his hand. All through the valley we could hear him swing, and a joyful cheer filled the land. Nobody's ever gonna treat us like that again.
It's Mason Jennings with Rudy from the new CD, Minnesota. See, I knew it.
Nice.
I've got the CD right here.
Awesome.
So it's pretty handy. But yeah, a really cool record. And I know anyone who's been associated with Jack Johnson, we always ask, did you ever go surfing with the guy?
Yeah, I went surfing with him once. And he, but I went with my bass player. And it was funny because I got up. Jack was like, okay, you're going to wait for the wave and I'll push you into the wave. And then it was out there. And I was like, man, he looks like, when you're surfing with that guy, it's like he looks like that's where he should be all the time. You know, he just looks like he should be living in the water. So I get up and he pushes me, and I sort of could sort of stand up, and I fell off. And my bass player took the board, and then he was like, I'm going to try this. And then he's doing the board, and he just got all caught up. And that was I got one ride. And then
that was it.
That was it. And then the bass player, I saw him down the beach just having a blast. I'm like, man, come back. Bring the board back. You know?
Was this California?
It was Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Not some big, there's a few big waves there, I suppose.
Yeah, but it was so fun. I mean, I've gone a few other times. I can't really do it. I keep trying, but I live in Minnesota, so I think it's the kind of thing you have to do every day if you're going to actually get good at it or actually do it at all, really.
So, right.
Yeah.
It's Mason Jennings in the studio with us playing tonight, 20th Century Theater in Oakley. And how long have you been out this time around on this tour, on this leg?
This is 2 weeks today. We've been out, and we'll be out through, you know, I go home for a few days, but then we'll be out until about the end of October.
It's interesting how the record came out 2 weeks ago and you're out on tour. I mean, it's like you planned it this way or something. And you're heading to Chicago tomorrow on the way back home to Minneapolis.
It's like sort of like it makes sense. It's interesting.
It is. It's cool when it works out that way. And you got the full band tonight, by the way, right?
I have a cool setup going where I have this guy, Jake Hansen, who plays a bunch of instruments. And on my records, I play almost all the instruments on it. So I thought it'd be fun in the spirit of the record to bring a bunch of instruments out, and then he and I switch off, and I'll be playing some bass, some piano, guitar. I play drums even tonight, and we sort of switch off and on. And then I have this great group opening for me from Iowa called the Pines,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to sit in for the end of the show. So the show sort of builds, and it's a lot of different variety of instruments, and then at the end it's a five-piece. So it's a fun way to do it. I'm really enjoying it. It sort of has the same spirit as of creation, the same way that the records feel. So that's the feedback I've been getting, is people going, man, that really accurately represents the feel of your records. So it's really fun to watch. So.
And I'm guessing the Pines and being from Iowa, they're probably pretty similar to what you do.
Yeah, they have the same kind of idea. The same thing of like, you know, they like to be out there in nature and get real down to, you know, to their own frequency, you know, so they can make music that just feels like it's not influenced by too much other stuff. You know, get to a place where the same thing I was talking about earlier, where it's you can get to that pure creative spirit and not be too influenced by outside pressures. And I like my son always. My son goes, "I'm playing in the mystical nowhere right now." And I thought, yeah, that's where the pines. That's like kind of where the pines are from. The mystical nowhere. Right. That's kind of what it sounds like.
That's great. And you're from just down the street from there, I guess, right?
Yeah, totally.
right
on the edge.
Right on the edge of town. it is Mason Jennings in the studio with us, and you got time for one more here?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Playing 20th Century Theater tonight. Check him out at masonjennings.com, or for more information on tickets, jbmpromotions.com. It's Mason Jennings.
Raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the curtain is blowing where the window's open. Your arms wrapped around my neck, and the kitchen sink is just overflowing. On top of this crazy world, there's a perfect face, and I finally see it. One dream in these dreamless times, we need a beacon of hope, and I want to be it. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Rest stop on the good road trip. I recognize you in an instant from a rolling distance. Walking out into a grove of trees, and the love that I feel is just overwhelming. Spring flower by a singing stream, and the secret to the thing is that nothing divides us. One boat in an open sea, it's just you and me and our hearts to guide us. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Know that it's true. This heart was made for you. How am I gonna live forever? Promise me you will. And call it off the age of reason. There's no more time to kill. Show me. Raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the smell of pines comes slowly drifting. I've stood here so many times, but your hand in mine makes it feel so different. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Oh yes, for.
Mason Jennings on WNKU. Catch him tonight in Oakley, 20th Century Theater. Something I meant to ask you, I think we talked about this last time. When you started out in the 90s, I guess it was, you sold like 30,000 records without any help, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was 100,000, actually.
Was it? Oh, that's yeah, right. That's right. We talked
crazy.
About that.
It was crazy. And it was sort of like, I thought it was a demo, and I did this eight song sort of demo just to have people hear what I was doing, and then it just started selling like crazy and started touring behind it, and it was really exciting.
And I think Dave Matthews is the only other guy that's ever done that. And you know, you were on your own then. You've been with the major label. You've done it all. And what's the best? I mean, they both have their advantages.
What's
for,
the best
sure.
route?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. It's so different now. Like I can't imagine somebody being able to do that in that kind of way. It's like it's a similar phenomenon to what happens on MySpace or somebody blowing up on Facebook or something now. So it's such a different landscape that I don't really understand how it works anymore. I didn't understand how it worked then either. So it was just sort of, I was just doing the next right thing in front of me where my whole goal with that was just this guy told me, I brought a bag of tapes into it. What happened is I brought a bag of tapes into a, artist counselor's office and said, what can I do with this? I think I want to do music for, that's what all I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. I poured these tapes out, put them in the tape player, and he's like, man, this is ridiculous. He's like, you got to get a CD, get a group of some songs that sound, you know, cohesive, and then you can actually give it to somebody so that they can take it home and interact with it, and instead of you bringing your big bag of cassette tapes, one song on another. And I was like, how am I going to make a CD? I don't have any money, you know? Like, mm-hmm. He's like, that's not my problem. You figure it out. And I remember working for a year. I was like, well, the cheapest thing I can think of is to maybe go to the used store and get some old technology, like go get an old reel-to-reel 4-track and something nobody else wants. And I saved up and did that and made this CD and pressed 500 of them, and nothing really happened at first. And then the press, luckily, you know, or whatever, if there's luck or not, but the press picked it up in Minneapolis and started writing about it all the time. And I mean, it was just one of those things that I didn't know what it was for, even other than just trying to get a group of songs together that I could hand to somebody and say, here's the music I make.
And about what year is that? 96?
97, yeah.
97, okay. And you just started touring regionally there, and it just blew up from there?
Well, it didn't really work at first. For about 2 years, I just, you know, had some trouble even getting people to come to, I was playing a coffee shop, and then I thought, well, maybe if I get a band together and go into a bar, it'll be better. And I got a trio together, went into the bar and started, you know, a little bit louder drums, and right. And then all of a sudden the press started writing, and then we started selling out shows a lot in Minneapolis. And once we were selling out the shows in Minneapolis, I thought, okay, well, we can take a little money and take 3 days and go out to North Dakota, and then went to Chicago and all over the Midwest. And then eventually over that next year, we were just on the road all the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, we would just go out long enough till we ran out of money and then come back and just do these little, I mean, we'd go out to Portland and just drive straight back, you know? So it's funny thinking about it now, because I was like, dang, that was really intense, you know?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of like jaunts all across it. And now it's a little more civilized touring. So
We were talking to Lydia Lovelace, who just came out of Bloodshot last week and plays around here a lot, but she was talking about, actually off the air, how a lot of it is just riding a van and eating sandwiches from a cooler.
Totally. That's the whole thing. We go to a co-op every morning. I mean, that's tour. It was so much better now because there's so many co-ops and stuff, so you can go and get a good breakfast and then take a lunch with you and sit in a van all day.
All day, that's what you do.
Yeah, and I thought a bus would be better, and then I did a few bus tours, and that's not, for me, that's not better because the thing's on all the time. It's like, it's buzzing, it's like bzzz,
right.
It's like vibrating. You're like in an electrical vibrating box for a month. It's like, it's always has to be air conditioned, so it's like you're in this sealed container. Like, you feel like a piece of fruit.
Right. And I know they cost a lot of money,
it's ridiculous.
$1,000 a day or something these days,
yeah, more,
with the driver.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And all these expensive. So it's, for me, it's fun to be in the van. Plus, when you're in the van, you can actually go like, hey, I want to go over and go to this park or go to this cool record store or something. You can actually drive around with the bus. You're like,
you can't do that.
Parked out back of a, you know, some weird spot usually.
Right. Mason Jennings, thanks for coming in. And something Bob and I were talking about on your sound check, we'd forgotten how good you sound.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, that's, we always remember that, don't we? I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I remember him. So, yeah, it was about 2 years ago you came by. Don't be a stranger, and I hope you make it back to see us again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure, man. Mason Jennings playing tonight, 20th Century Theater in Oakley. And on the way next, some good stuff. Check him out, by the way, masonjennings.com, or for ticket information, jbmpromotions.com. It is Alice Peacock on the way next at WNKU.
Support for WNKU comes from our members and from Berea's 50th Annual Juried Kentucky Guild of Artists and Craftsmen Fall Fair, October 8th and 9th.